Well, good morning, River Church. This is Pastor Mike with Pastor Darren, and this is our Sunday recap. Every week we go back and we recap Sunday service and just try to dive in a little bit more deeply into the message. And you might notice we're sitting on opposite sides of the table.
It's really weird.
Because the tables have turned. This Sunday, Pastor Darren preached, and so I get to interview him today. And so how you feeling?
Feel good.
Yeah, good. Feel good. So you had a powerful message this week on transparency, and it came about a little bit differently because usually we kind of set up the preaching schedule, the preaching calendar, but you came to me last week or a couple weeks ago and said, hey, man, I got a message. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, because a lot of times I know we'll set up, we'll go through passages and things like that, but this was different. This was like, hey, God was talking to me.
Yeah, this was one of those, because, you know, I do my morning walks and just spend time with the Lord, and the Lord was just giving me this message, and just, I was just, you know how when you're putting together a message, stuff starts just popping in your head, and I know we're in a Luke series, and I'm going to be preaching in February, so I was like, okay, well, let me use this, because you guys know me. I have my messages prepared 8 months in advance.
Yeah, we tease Pastor Darren, because all of us, we work, you know, you work on them diligently, but Pastor Darren's like, his messages are done like months in advance. Like, you give him something, it's finished, so I wish I had that work ethic, but.
So this was one of those cases where I thought, okay, well, I'll use this in February, but then Billy preached, and he was outside of Luke, and the week before, Joel preached outside of Luke, so I approached him and said, hey, in February, do you mind if I preach outside of our series? You're like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then
Monday, I woke up with a 102 fever and I had some kind of Brazilian flu or something because we had just got back from Brazil.
And Joel mentioned that to me. I was like, hey, I got one locked and loaded if you need it.
Yeah. And so I feel like it was timely. We were teasing because I was like, man, God gave you this message. And then I really wish that I was more obedient to the Holy Spirit, that he didn't have to give me the flu
to get me to be
obedient. But here we are. Whatever, Lord, I'm your servant. Whatever it takes, right?
Well, we're here.
And it was a powerful message on transparency and the importance of it. And so I was thinking about it because you did such a good job talking about why it's important for us and why we need to be transparent Christians in different ways. And we'll dive into that. But is that something that comes easily for you, being you know, there's some people that they're just an open book.
Yeah.
Like, you meet them for the first time, they'll tell you their entire life story. And there's some people that are more guarded. Where would you say you are in there?
Over time, I've become transparent. But early on, I was one of those people who, if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. Don't ask me again. Don't talk to me anymore about it. So kind of even what you say at the beginning of Deeper, I'm kind of an introvert, extrovert. I'm introvert by nature, but extrovert because of the calling God has placed on you.
Yeah, amen,
And that's how it was with me. So no, I haven't always been transparent, but how it came about, my transparency, is going through youth group as a middle schooler.
Yeah.
Invited to a youth group and just sitting in that room, you know, I was really guarded. It's my first time there.
Yeah.
But just hearing all the kids talking and being transparent.
Yeah.
And I'm going through the exact stuff that they're going through.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how
God has experienced.
Yeah. And they're talking about how God has brought them through that.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer. It's not biblical or anything. I'm one of those who believe we go through stuff for somebody else.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I went through this. I had a bad breakup, or I've, you know, got out of drugs. Mm-hmm. Now I can share this testimony with you.
And God uses that.
God uses that.
Yeah, for sure. And so transparent, kind of the journey for you becoming more transparent was sitting in a room with other people who were being transparent.
Exactly.
And because they were more open, it allowed you to learn to be more open.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. That's really interesting. Well, it is interesting because you go to churches and or anywhere, it's business world or the church world or different places, there's certain buzzwords that we use, right?
Yeah.
Authenticity. We're authentic.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, nobody actually knows what that means, but we're authentic here. Transparency is one of those.
But you know how praise and worship, this one drives me crazy. I'm glad we don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Sing it out with me.
Sing it out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to tell Katie this Sunday, I'm going to use that one. Sing it. So we have these buzzwords that we kind of use. But nobody actually knows what it means, right?
Yeah,
so you say transparency, like, we're a transparent church,
right?
But it's difficult. It's hard. It's hard to really understand what that looks like. Why is it? We know what it means to be transparent. We joke about it. We understand a little bit, but why do you think that it is so difficult for the everyday person or just believer to be transparent, whether it's in relationships with their spouse, mm-hmm. you know, because we have people who, you know, they're married for 20 years, but they're not open with one another, right? Or mm-hmm. just friendships where you have a friend that you've been friends with for 20 years, but the only thing you talk about is sports because you mm-hmm. can't, there's no depth to that relationship. Why do you think, maybe even more so for men, but why do you think it is that transparency is so hard, so difficult for us?
Well, I think in the church, it's difficult because a lot of times in church, we try to keep up this facade. Mm. We want people to think we're a certain way when in reality, you and I are probably going through the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it could be because of titles or roles or positions.
Okay.
I don't want to lose that position. So if I'm being transparent in church, I may lose something.
If they know what I actually struggle
with. If they know what I actually struggle with. Think about like if you have a community group and you're a marriage counseling community group, mm-hmm. but in reality, you and your wife are going through it at home. Mm-hmm. If I'm being transparent with you and telling you that, why would I want to come to your community group when you right. guys are struggling?
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's maybe because we feel like we're going to lose something and we don't want to give up
some credibility, lose some face. Yeah. Which is funny because, you know, the marriage group I would want to go to is the one where the people who are leading it have had struggles.
Yeah.
And can, because they, if you've been through the valley, then you can teach me how to walk through the valley. Right. Even if you're, sometimes we go through it together, but we're, that's good. We're afraid to be transparent, open, and there's a certain facade we want to keep up.
And we just cover up. And this was one of the things I wanted to share in the message, but because of time, just thinking about, we've been covering up since the very beginning. Think about in the garden very first thing we did was we covered up.
Yeah.
And God came looking for Adam. Where are you? And it was a matter of, where are you in relationship to me?
Yeah.
And, I'm covering. No, it's her fault.
Yeah.
So we start blaming and we're covering up. We're not being transparent.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That'll preach, man.
Yeah.
That's good. So, well, and it is interesting because in the church world, it's so difficult to be transparent, like you're saying. But don't you think the church should be one of the places where we're most able to be transparent?
Yeah.
And why is that? Why do you think that should be that way?
Because we're nothing but a bunch of broken people who need Christ.
Yeah.
And that's why we all gather. And if someone's coming off the street who doesn't know Christ and they're coming in and they're looking at all of us like, oh man, they got it together. I don't quite fit in. Mm-hmm. No, bro, I'm just as jacked up as you are.
Yeah, that's true.
We're just serving this God who can get us through this, and we're casting our cares on Him.
That's good. Yeah, because transparency is humility.
Yeah.
At its core, it's being humble and walking into a church, and if everybody's pretending like they don't struggle, then I'm going, well, I don't belong here. Yeah, that's good. So, the church should be one of the places where we're most able to be transparent.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, it can't be with everybody.
Right.
Meaning, not every... people have to earn the right to have that access to your struggles, I guess.
But, yeah. So. And that's one thing with me is if I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. We're friends. So it's important to have that little core group of people that you can really pour into. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, have them pour into
A community group.
Like a community group.
Yeah, that's good.
And when that is violated, like in this case, or broken, that's why it was so painful. That's why it took so many years to get through that.
Well, let's get into that. So you're referencing the story that you told Sunday. So you said, you said, hey, here's three ways that transparency helps us, or three ways that we should be transparent and how it benefits us. And the first one is that you said when we're transparent, we grow with one another, right? We grow, and then you shared a story that you just referenced of a friend that you had a very deep relationship with through a conversation, and we don't have to dive into all of it. We've talked about it, but through a conversation that he kind of shared some views with you that were extremely hurtful. We talked about it, and you said, here's kind of the situation. I'm not going to tell the whole story because you need to go listen to the sermon because he tells it is great. But basically, you're struggling with how to deal with that conversation where he had deeply hurt you.
Yeah.
And so you ended up writing him a letter and just saying, here's what I'm feeling. And the part of you being transparent, one, you're being transparent with him because you were saying, here's how you hurt me.
Right.
Another way you were being transparent is you came to me as a friend and said, here's how I'm hurting. Here's how I want to respond. You know, can you help me walk through that a little bit? And we talked about it and just how you could deal with it, address him, whatever, and ended up being really good for you.
Yeah.
But not necessarily for that relationship, which is interesting because you said, we always do the ask a pastor or what, you know, any questions. One of the questions that we got, Joel, who's in the room, had people ask him. you were asked, how did the story end? So you wrote this guy the letter and he wrote you back. He apologized. He said, let's be best friends forever. Right? How did that go?
It didn't go that way. But to kind of backtrack a little bit, you know, how it impacted me, mm-hmm. just that conversation, how it impacted me was I was hanging on to a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness. Mm-hmm. And bitterness and unforgiveness are cousins.
Yeah, you know, that's good, yeah.
And they'll
you
just
got
hang,
one, the other
you
one's
got,
coming.
The other one's coming. So I was hanging on to that for a long time. And one of the biggest things is that freedom that I got out of it was just being transparent. Yeah. Because I was hanging on to that for 2 years. Yeah. I'm walking and still thinking about this conversation that happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it can impact relationships that we have. Like Mercedes and I sitting and watching a movie and I'm drifting off.
Because you're struggling.
I'm still thinking about it. Yeah. So maybe something in the movie triggered it and I'm sitting there thinking. She's looking over at me like, you're thinking about it again, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's impacting a relationship that I'm in. I'm not in the moment.
Spinning. It's something. It's something with somebody else.
Right.
It's impacting the relationship with your wife.
Right.
Yeah, that's tough.
So that was tough and just kind of navigating that. And that's where that letter helped me release that bitterness.
Well, so you wrote the letter.
So I wrote the letter.
What was his response?
And also one of the things you told me was, and this is what I said I didn't want to do, but because you told me to, is you said leave the door open for him to communicate back.
Yeah.
Because I was going to send the letter.
You're going to say this is it.
Yeah, I was going to block his number and I was going to block his email. So no response. This is what I wanted to say. I'm done. But you're like, no, leave it open.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation is a possibility.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So I sent him the email. Mm-hmm. And I would say probably about a month later, I got a response back. Mm-hmm. And his response was, I got your email. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to you when I want to talk to you.
Wow.
And I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, and that was how long ago?
That was
been a couple years.
Yeah, a couple years. But had I not left that door open, I would have still been wondering, I wonder if he got the email.
Yeah.
Did the email go through? Did I misspell it? I'd have to go back and check maybe. So I'm glad, like you told me, leave that door open. So now I know he got it.
Yeah. So. And it still is open.
And it still is
and
open.
But you're not hanging on to it.
No.
And so let me ask you this, because it didn't. It hasn't still hasn't necessarily ended because you still hope for reconciliation.
Yeah.
But some might hear that and go, well, you know, he wrote the letter, he, you know, all that. The guy never really responded. Like, that was a waste of transparency.
Not at all.
Well, why not?
Because I'm free. Mm. I got freedom out of it.
Yeah.
And also, and the freedom that I got out of it was, one, he knows how I felt, because that was one of the things I was holding on to. It was like, man, I should have said this when he said that.
Yeah.
Well, I got an opportunity to speak those things.
And in your transparency, you weren't blasting him.
Not at all.
You weren't like, you're an idiot. I hate you.
Well, you told me to change some
stuff. That was in there a little bit, actually. But, you know, but you shared your feelings.
Yeah.
You're open to, hey, here's how you hurt me, essentially.
Yeah.
And the reconciliation now is kind of, and so that kind of set you free there. And then what about on the flip side of, how about the, like, you know, transparency between us, mm-hmm. because it helped us be closer.
Yeah.
And then also just having somebody, a brother in Christ, to walk through that with, and being transparent with one another and sharing that struggle. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah. And like I said, that's not something you just do with anybody and everybody. And you kind of know, mm-hmm. once you meet someone, it's like, I don't know about that dude.
Yeah.
But then there's other people.
So what helped you get over that with me?
Well, it took a while. It took some therapy and some people sharing. But no, it's just one of those moments. I mean, I moved here not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
And the first people I met was you and Joel.
Yeah.
And just right off the bat, it's like, yeah, this is a guy that I would want to lead me.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, good. Well, and that, I think the sharing, being transparent with, you know, you're transparent with that person who hurt you, that you hope for reconciliation, but then being transparent with a brother in Christ is important to have somebody to walk through that with, right?
And it's also biblical that the way I'm supposed to go about it, I shouldn't have left it open, like, mm-hmm. I mean, because he's a brother in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, we maybe had a falling out, but mm-hmm. you even preached this a while ago in Luke earlier about, mm-hmm. you know, approaching that brother.
Yeah.
And going to him and telling him how you felt.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. Otherwise, I would have still, like I said, I probably would have still been hanging on and wondering what if.
And the enemy would be using that as
absolutely
to attack you. So,
yeah.
Well, good. Well, the second, so that was kind of the first way you say, hey, transparency helps us grow together with one another. Second thing you mentioned was that transparency can help lead others to Christ, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because we think the opposite of that. Like, I have to be perfect, so then people will trust me to help them know Jesus. But even as you were sharing earlier, you learn to be transparent by being around others who are being transparent themselves. Right. Well, what about, you know, you told that impactful story of Ashley and Bianca. And again, I'm not going to tell the story because go listen to the message. It was powerful. But you showed the story about Ashley and Bianca, how both of them really were in bad places, mm-hmm. but through transparency with one another, they found Christ. Yeah. And really, really crazy, really beautiful. But let me ask you this. You say transparency can help others, lead others to Christ. Why? Why do you think that when we're transparent, that can be so impactful in sharing the gospel? Shouldn't we pretend to be perfect so that people want to be like us?
No, it's kind of what we were talking about earlier. Someone coming into the church for the very first time, mm-hmm. and they think, wow, I don't look like them, and I don't raise my hands like that. Mm-hmm. I don't shout. I don't do all those things. I don't mm-hmm. belong here. But then they hear a pastor up front talking about, and you've even shared this, and Ryan has shared kind of his testimony, but your testimony about you, I need to figure God out for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and you going through that journey of, I need to discover God. No pastor's going to stand up there and say that.
Sure.
And Ryan talking about him losing his job. I mean, he shared this from the pulpit.
Yeah.
That's a testimony for someone else. Hey, these pastors go through the same stuff I go through. What is it about this?
Yeah.
And it was Christ. It's Christ that leads us
through
that.
That's it. Yeah. Through our transparency and humility, showing our weaknesses, Jesus is exalted because other people see how he's at work in us.
Yeah.
And instead of us saying, oh, I've got it all together, if you don't have it all together, well, then you can't. Jesus won't love you, right? Because there's something about the way people view Christians.
Yeah.
But then I think the flip side of that is how people view themselves, right? They look at Christians and say, well, if I'm not like that, then God can't use me.
Right.
And so what do you think about that?
Well, just you can go throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah. There's nothing but broken people in there that God has used. And people have done way worse than us.
Yeah.
Example, David, murderer, adulterer.
Yeah.
But he's referred to as a man after God's own heart.
Yeah. And if God can work in his life and use
his
life.
He can definitely work in me.
Yeah, same. Me too, yeah. And anybody that walks through the door.
Anyone who walks through the door.
Yeah, because that's something I hear a lot as a pastor. You know, we say a lot, we want people to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, make a difference, right? That find freedom is freedom from sin, shame, guilt. And people, I think a lot of times think, oh, okay, well, once I'm a Christian, I don't struggle with sin anymore, which is not true.
Right.
And but the flip side of that is there's shame and guilt that is associated with our sin that maybe it's something that from the past, mm-hmm. we still carry shame and guilt. And what I hear a lot is people feeling like because of their sin, they have this shame and guilt that says, God can't work in my life anymore.
Right.
And I think because of like your sermon on transparency, and if we're willing to be transparent about our struggles, other people would see, like you're saying, oh, I don't have to be ashamed. God can work in my life.
And that very thing that you feel like is blocking you or making you less than is something that can lead someone else to Christ.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's important that as Christians, we're transparent for that purpose so that others would see Christ in us and see.
Because we're nothing. I mean, Christians can be weird. I mean, it can be kind of a weird
going. Understatement.
That's an understatement. Yeah. Going into a church and just people talking to you. I mean, I've had, especially early on as a Christian, just someone talking to me is like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And I say, oh, this was an example, just kind of a funny example. Hey, do you want to go get a burrito? Well, you know, God was wrapped in swaddle and this. Dude, are we going to get a burrito or not?
So that's
I don't need you to talk to me in King James. I don't need you to quote a bunch of scripture. I just want to go to lunch.
So they're like this burrito is swaddled. It's Jesus swaddled, was like swaddled. Jesus. That's how they're trying to minister to you?
Yeah. It's like, dude, I just want a burrito.
I just wanted Chipotle.
But that could be, it could be kind of like that where people are afraid to talk to because you're going to quote a bunch of scripture and tell me I need to pray. I need to do this. Whereas I have a pastor here, he's up there on Jordan's quoting Kanye West. So,
yeah, so you know that could go badly too. Yeah. Quoting Kanye. That's good. Well, the last thing that you said, number one, our transparency helps us grow together. Number two, our transparency can help lead others to Christ. The last thing you said, which is really ironic, I think, is that God expects our transparency.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
our relationship is based on our transparency with him.
Well, why? Because, why would transparency be so important? Because he already knows everything. If he, like you said, Adam and Eve, he walked in, they were covering up their nakedness. He already knew where they were. Well, why? If God knows everything, well, then why does our transparency matter? Why do we need to be transparent?
And that's that free will that we talk about. Yeah. If, otherwise, we'd be nothing but robots that God created just to worship him.
Sure.
But we have a true free will to say, I have a choice to worship you or I don't.
Yeah.
And in this case, if I want to have a true relationship with you, I can't have sin in my life.
Well, if I'm struggling, why do I have to talk to him about it?
If you're
why do I have to be transparent?
Because that's where that forgiveness comes in. Being transparent with him about, God, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not this perfect guy. I'm not this perfect Christian. I need you.
Yeah.
And that's what it really boils down to, is that relationship.
Yeah.
I truly need you. I can't do this without
intimacy.
You. It's that intimacy. I can't be in this relationship and not be authentic with you. Think about if you and your wife got into an argument and neither one of you apologized. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
It's just going to be dead silence in the house, and that relationship can go.
Wait, are you saying I need to apologize?
No, I'm not saying
Katie?
That.
Oh, man.
It's just that relationship will grow further and further and further apart.
Yeah.
And think about God. Someone shared this with me. God is constant. His love for us is consistent. Mm-hmm. It's us who go further and further away. So sin breaks that relationship with Christ.
Sure.
Whereas that forgiveness restores that relationship. Yeah. But if we're still in sin, what's going to happen? God's consistent.
Yeah.
We're getting further and further and further away, where we're not even hearing his voice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even hear from him anymore.
And so are you saying that the transparency brings back that intimacy? It draws us closer to
him. It draws us closer to him.
That's beautiful.
And it's a choice that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the garden. We had a choice to be honest with God or cover up or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't her, it wasn't the serpent, it was me, God. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Yeah.
So we have a true choice in our relationship.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, well, good, man. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? So transparency draws us closer, right? Or let me say this, it helps us grow with one another. Transparency can lead others to Christ through our transparency.
Yeah.
And then God expects our transparency creates intimacy with him. Anything that you didn't get to mention that you
Well, one thing I really wanted to push in on is the voluntarily.
Mm.
Yeah, voluntarily.
Yeah, transparency is voluntary. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, it's because you know me and my analogies. Okay, let's say
so cousin Bobby. Where's he coming?
No, cousin Bobby this time. Yeah, actually, let's use cousin Bobby. So cousin Bobby's in there. So my cousin Bobby and I, we're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's a cookie jar.
Yeah.
I have crumbs all over my face.
Yeah.
My mom comes in. Who ate the cookie?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have no choice because the crumbs are all over
my face.
You've been caught. I've been caught.
Yeah.
That's not being transparent.
Yeah.
Whereas Bobby here,
mm-hmm.
I had one too.
Yeah.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. It's voluntary.
It's voluntary.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So that's one thing I really want to emphasize. Our relationship with Christ, it's a voluntary. When I'm coming to him, mm-hmm. it's like, God, I messed up.
Yeah.
I apologize. I need your forgiveness in this versus I got caught.
Yeah.
And when you get caught, possibly might do it again.
Yeah.
Because I haven't truly repented.
Yeah, it's the whole you sorry because you got busted, or you sorry because you're truly repenting.
Right. That's so if there was anything I would want to emphasize more, it'd be just the voluntary.
Transparency. True transparency is voluntary.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
I like your Colorado hoodie you got on today. Looking good.
I didn't
have
any theme music when I came.
I know. What is it? Where's my theme music? Joel, we'll get Joel. He'll put that in. He'll edit that in for you. So, all right. Well, hey, this has been fun. I've enjoyed being on this side of the table. So if you haven't had a chance, go listen to this message from Pastor Darren. You can find it on our website, theriverdfw.com. You can find it on our podcast, Spotify, whatever you Android users use. I don't know what that would be. And as always, our hope for you is that we want you to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. And if there's any way we can help you do that, it would be our honor. So as always, we hope to see you Sunday. And if there's anything we can do for you, never hesitate to reach out to us at info@theriverdfw.com. All right. Love you, church. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay.